بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن وأما إذا ما ابتلاه فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي أهانن صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, in this ayat that I recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the ideology of the disbelievers, especially the disbelievers of Makkah Mukarrama, the Quraysh, and they would feel that if they had wealth and power and fame, then that was a sign that they were accepted in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were maqbool. Preceding these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about some nations of the past, the nation of Ad, the nation of Thamud, and Fir'aun and his people, how they had various bounties, they were enjoying various bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had lofty mansions, huge buildings that they lived in. They had a lot of strength and physical power. They were a very powerful nation. But because they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and despite the bounties that Allah bestowed upon them, and the power that Allah gave them, the strength that Allah gave them, the wealth that Allah gave them, they still rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala converted their glory into misery, and all their power became zero, and Allah destroyed them, annihilated them completely. And Allah talks about these nations of the past in various surahs of the Holy Quran, reminding you and I, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the bounties that you are being given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see whether you are making shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat when Allah gives you plenty, or you are being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last week we discussed the wolf teeth and how loyal they are to their masters, and how they go into the thick of the battle, the war horses, and despite the flashing of steel of the enemy, they penetrate into the thick of the battle, and they are prepared to give their lives for the sake of their master, who has given them just little food, but they are loyal. And they show the allegiance to their master. But Allah says, insan is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah talks about the nation of the past, then said, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانِ. Some ulama say, al-insan refers to man in general. إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ. When his Rabb tests him. Now what is the test? Generally we think a test, a trial, is only of something difficult. It is something that is of shar and evil. No. Test comes for khair and good. وَنَبَلُوكُمْ بِشَرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes tests a person with difficulty. And sometimes Allah gives the persons plentiful, so that He wants to test the person to see how grateful he is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَ. When Allah honors man, when Allah gives him a lot of bounties, فَيَقُول, he says, رَبِّ أَكْرَمَنْ. He says, my Allah has honored me. In other words, Mufassirin, the commentators say, that this person then, he believes that he is a maqbool banda in the eyes of his Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ. But when Allah tests a person, فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَ. قَدَرَ, Allah restricts his rosy, his sustenance, makes it difficult for him. He suffers poverty, tightness, difficulty. Now he begins to say, فَيَقُلْ رَبِّ أَهَانًا, that my Rabb has humiliated me. So Allah says, Kalla, no. Allah refutes this ideology. They don't think that if you have got plentiful in this world, then you are a maqbool servant in the eyes of Allah. And when you don't have anything, then you reject it, you are humiliated. This is the ideology of the past. And Allah refused this in a very strong way. So people, especially of the kuffar, they made inkar, they rejected a day of resurrection. They felt and they were under this false pretense, living in the fool's paradise, that this condition that they were enjoying, and Allah gave them plentiful. Allah gave the Quraysh power. Allah gave them strength. And Allah gave them plentiful of wealth. They felt that they would be dawam, perpetuality of these, of this good condition of theirs. It will remain forever. And they rejected the idea of a hereafter, and any type of requital in the hereafter, any type of punishment in the hereafter, or any type of reward in the hereafter. They didn't believe in the hereafter. So they were under this false pretense that they are enjoying all this because they are chosen, they are special by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all those who didn't get anything, they were poor, they live a difficult life, then they were regarded as to being ghair maqbool, rejected. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this very strong word, kalla. Allah says never. This is a false ideology, false type of thinking. And Allah says, besides your other evils, Allah enumerates the following things that these people had in their lives. Kalla balla tukrimun al yateen. In fact, you do not honor a yateem, a orphan. وَلَا تَحَاضُّونَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. You don't encourage one another in feeding the miskin, the poor person. وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلَ لَمَّا. And you devour the inheritance completely. In other words, you do not give the rightful people, the heirs of the inheritance, their share. You devour the whole thing and you take it for yourself. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. You are consumed with your love for wealth. Allah mentioned these four conditions of the disbelievers of the time in general, man who turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite the bounties Allah ta'ala gives him, or despite the difficult conditions Allah puts him through, for which he should be making sabr and being content to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is shukr when Allah gives us plenty. When Allah does not give us, then we should have qanaat in our lives, contentment, and exercise patience and sabr. This is the test Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts man through. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enumerates these evil qualities that the disbelievers had at that time, بَلَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ. You dishonor a yateem. You show no love and care and compassion for a yateem. You know, Rasulullah s.a.w. in several ahadith, many narrations, he explains how close he will be with the guardian of a yateem, and often on the day of Qiyamah. Who is a yateem? That child whose father passes away whilst this child is still an infant, before he reaches the age of puberty, before the child becomes baligh, boy or girl, before he or she becomes baligh, the father passes away. So that person is called a yateem. Like Rasulullah was a yateem. His father passed on before he came into, just as Rasulullah, just before he was born, his father just passed away. So a yateem is that particular person who has got no father in infancy. Once he becomes baligh, he's not regarded as a yateem. Otherwise, many of us will see we are yateem. We find many people, elderly people say, you know, I'm a bichara, I'm a yateem. It's not yateem. Yateem is when you are an infant, before you become baligh and your father has passed away. Nonetheless, Rasulullah says, أَنَا وَكَافِرُ الْيَتِيمِ لَهُ أُولِغَيْرِهِ كَهَاتَيْنِ. I and the guardian, the one who looks after a yateem, who belongs to him, meaning from his family. Sometimes it's the brother's son, sometimes the sister's son. So he's a close relative. And now you are taking care of the yateem, only ghairi, or somebody else, an outsider, yateem, who's got no family relationship with you, and you're looking after the child. Rasulullah says, Ana wakafil yateemi kahateen. We are like this. And he put his both fingers, his index finger, his middle finger, and this finger which you make tasbih with. He put these two fingers together and he said, we are like this. We will be like this on the day of Qiyamah. Very close. We will be in close proximity, showing the bond we will have on the day of Qiyamah. There are several ahadiths. One hadith says, من آوى يتيم ومن آوى إلى طعامه وشرابه يتيما. That person who joins a yatim to his food and drink, he allows him to enjoy, partake of his meals, أوجب الله له الجنة. Allah makes jannat wajib for such a person. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالُ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. Very severe command. Allah says, those who consume, devour the property of a yatim, you were the trustee of that estate of that yatim, and you devoured the property of the yatim. You took away his money that he inherited, that he was given. You oppressed the yatim. Allah says, you are eating, you are kindling the fire of Jahannam, or fire in your stomach. نَمَا يَأْكُرُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا وَسَيَصْلَوْنَ السَّعِيرًا. And soon these people will enter into hellfire. In one hadith, Rasulullah says, اللهم إني أحرج حق الضعيفين إني أحرج عليكم حق الضعيفين اليتيم والمرأة. Wallah, I regard and I deem sinful the abuse of the right of two people, that is the yatim, the orphan, and the woman. When a person takes away their properties, he oppresses a yatim, an orphan, or his wife, then this has been regarded as painful to Rasulullah. Regards this to be haraj. Yani, I regard this to be sinful, O my Allah. When a person who shows so much of oppression to weak people, a yatim is weak, he cannot fend for himself. He requires assistance. He needs compassion, he needs love, he needs care, he needs support. How often we hear, person was now in charge of a yatim, and the person had just consumed the yatim's wealth. The person abuses the yatim. So stern warnings have been given regarding this in the Quran and in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One hadith of Rasulullah is mentioned, khayru baytin fil muslimin, or khayru baytin muslimin fihi baytun fihi yatimun yuhsanu ilayhi. The best of houses in the Muslim community is that home in which there is a yatim, and the yatim is honored, is taken care of. Wa sharru baytin fil muslimin baytun yusa'u fihi yatim. The worst of houses of the Muslims is that house in which is the yatim, who is being dishonored, is being tortured, is being abused. So this was one bad character that the kuffar, the Quraysh had, that they had no care for a yatim. And you find throughout the Quran, Allah talks again and again about the yatim, the rights of the yatim, and how a person who is the guardian of a yatim, how we should distribute the food of the yatim, how we should share the food. And he should not be such that he is disloyal and makes khiyanat to this amanat that he has been entrusted with. So, وَلَا تَحَاضُّونَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. We find in أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَٰلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُّ الْيَتِينَ. Allah says, do you inform me about the one who rejects deen? He is the one who repels an orphan. So they didn't have such care, they did not give importance to the rights of a yatim in the time of Jahiliyyah. And Islam came and Islam showed the rights of a yatim. And so many laws came down about a yatim. There was a very great Mufti, Mufti Saeed Palanpuri, rahmatullahi alayhi, was the Mufti of Darul Uloom Deoband. In 1995, he was in London, it was the month of Ramadan. So he was a very, very great alim. He had come to South Africa as well, and some of the ulama here were his students. He had given his life imparting the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he had gone to London for some programs, the month of Ramadan. And his son was also Mufti, Mufti Rashid. He had been traveling from one area to going back to Deoband. They were living in Deoband. So as he was, it was the month of Ramadan, He needed some transport, so he managed to get a lift in a truck. And there were many people also in India. This happens. They get transport. People are going from one place to another. So they from Moradabad, he was going from Moradabad to Deoband. So he jumped onto his vehicle, and there were gas cylinders also there. But because of the number of people, this became difficult for the driver, and the entire truck capsized, and they met up with an accident. The gas cylinders began to leak, and this person, this Mufti Rashid, he was burned to death. Taken to hospital, his uncle goes to see him, but by that time, he was almost leaving this world. The uncle recites Kalima, and he moves his lips. He was also very pious Mufti, and he passed away. Now the news goes to his father, Mufti Saeed Palanpuri, rahmatullah alayh, that this is what happened. The very first thing he did, he says, Radina bi qada'illah. We accept the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And this is difficult for a believer, I mean, for people like weak people like us. When something happens, a disaster, some calamity befalls us, then we become frantic, we become anxious. But we need to now become composed and resort to turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many times when something happens to us, we'll phone our father, phone our brother, phone our uncle. This happened, I got a puncture, or I'm stuck in the road. At that time, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is only Allah who will come to assistance. And then we seek the help of others who are on the road, whatever it is. So the important lesson is always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us afiyat, and Allah give them marhumin, jannatul firdaus. Nonetheless, after one or two days, Mufti Saeed Palanpuri comes back to Deoband, and obviously people come for ta'ziyah, console them, the family, they express their condolence to them. After 4 months and 10 days, this is the iddat period, so his daughter-in-law sat for iddat. And after that, he called his family members. And he said, this is not a ta'ziyah program, but now our daughter, he didn't regard her as his daughter-in-law. He says, our daughter has finished her iddah period. She's young. She's got 2 young children. And I do not wish that she must just remain the rest of her life as a widow. She needs to carry on with life. She needs to get married. Let us look for a suitable partner for her, so that she may continue with her life. Look at the heart he had. So somebody asked, what about her 2 kids? So Mufti Sahab said, now he is the grandfather, he is the dada. He says, those 2 kids, I will take care of them from today. What is there? So he had 9 children. 9 children he had. 7 sons, 2 daughters. He said, when Allah has taken away one, He has given me 2. I will take care of them. And then he said, I had a dream in my life. In the dream, the interpretation of the dream was, I will have 11 children. And I had 9 only. And I used to think that how come I dreamt, and the interpretation given is I have 11 children, when I got 9 only, and now I cannot get any more children, he was old. So this was the interpretation of the dream, that now these 2 grandchildren as though became his. Now remember, in inheritance, there are laws of miras. The child, if your son is alive, then you cannot give your grandchild. So what they would do then, they would give gifts to the grandchildren. And that's what the grandparents should do. You've got sons, you've got daughters, and you have grandchildren. So in the presence of your children, you cannot give your grandchildren any miras. They will not get any inheritance. There are various laws in detail. But there's nothing wrong if you bequeath some money to them, or you give them in your lifetime. Normally, just on the Eid day, the grandfather will give them to go buy some ice cream or buy some chocolates. But you must have that heart of their own blood and flesh. Take care of them. So this is Mufti Saeed Palanpuri rahmatullah did, and he showed to us that he took care of these 2 children until they grew up. So a yatim, we should be very, very considerate. We should be very, very concerned about how we treat a yatim. If we are abusive to a yatim, then it's very, very, very painful punishment for the person, for such a person, the guardian of a yatim. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحَاضُونَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. That these people do not even encourage one another, in feeding the poor. In fact, ta'am. Ta'am means food. In other words, in giving the miskeen his food. What does it mean? Some ulama have said that as though it is the right of the miskeen, it's his food. In your property, in your care, in your hands, it actually belongs to him. Don't feel that you're doing him a favor. It's his favor upon you, his ihsan upon you, that Allah has created an avenue of you giving something which you get reward for. Ta'amul miskeen, it belongs to the miskeen. So they do not even encourage in the other surah, فَذَٰلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمُ وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. Himself he does not give to a miskeen, to a poor person, nor does he encourage anybody else. In fact, he stops others from giving the poor. Now look how terrible the person is. Himself he does not want to give, he's miserly, but worse than that, he fails to encourage others, and in fact he stops others from feeding the miskeen. There is a beautiful incident, or an intriguing incident, in Surah Al-Qalam, in the 29 juz. It's a long incident, where Allah Ta'ala talks about this elderly father, who had a huge orchard, he had sons, and the father's practice was when he would harvest, time for harvest, and he would harvest the fruit, and then he would collect all the fruit and put it in the basket. He would have a certain share for all the poor people that would come, and very happily he would give them from this fruit. He passes away. When this happens, the son then, I'm just going to give you the gist of the incident. The sons decide, hey, listen here, we're not going to give the miskeen anymore. Our hard effort, our work, what must we give them? We will deprive them, we will not give them anything. Yes, our father used to give them, we're not going to follow this legacy. So they decide, and they leave early morning. إِنَّا بَلَوْنَاهُمْ كَمَا بَلَوْنَا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَصْرِمُنَّهَا مُصْبِحِينَ. Then we will go and harvest the orchard early part of the morning. So when the miskeen will come, they see nothing here is already all taken, or there's nothing existing here, and they will go away. What is their plan? To deprive these miskeen, these poor people, who would come in the time of their father, and they would collect their share. Is أَقْسَمُوا لَيَصْرِمُنَّهَا مُصْبِحِينَ وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ. Did not say inshallah. That's another masala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them, such that a hurricane came, and it had fire, it burnt the entire orchard. Everything became charred, like chaff. And when they came, they couldn't find. They said, no, we came to the wrong place. And they go round and round, they realize, no. Everything has been destroyed as though it never existed. And that is when they realize that they tried to deprive the poor person, and this was the greed they had. Very quietly they came and they hurried, thinking that before the sun rises and before the miskeen come, we would have harvested everything and taken everything for ourselves. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them a lesson, and Allah ta'ala destroyed all the crops that they had. So feeding a yatim, feeding a miskeen is the important things in our lives. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحَاضُونَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ وَتَأْكُلُونَ تُرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا. That they devour, they consume the inheritance of people to whom that inheritance was due, the rightful heirs. They come and they take it away completely. أَكْلًا لَمَّا, completely. And they give them no share, or they don't give them the correct share, or they deprive them totally. This again, unfortunately, in our community, our society, for years. How many a person, wealthy people, have deprived either their sisters, or other family members, or brothers, or aunts, all who are deserving according to Islamic Sharia, Islamic law. In the fourth juz, يُوصِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for over like almost two pages, Allah describes, Allah gives the Quranic heirs, and what amount, what fraction do what they receive. So many people have deprived others of their rightful due. Those people who were genuine heirs, they passed on, then the children came, even they did not get the share. This, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is very, very, very severe. And before we continue about eating the property of inheritance, or taking the inheritance of the person, we are talking about the yatim, we are talking about feeding the miskin, is the verse in Surah Al-Muddathir, which we hear in the 29 juz, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the people of Jannah. Whilst in Jannah, they will see some people in Jahannam who they will recognize, and they will say, ma salakakum fi saqar, that what put you into Jahannam? And then those people will answer. They will say, so they will say, ma salakakum fi saqar. They will say, those people will say, lam naku min al musallin, wa lam naku nut'imu al miskin. We were not praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama say that we did not make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, wa lam naku nut'imu al miskin, we never fed the miskin. Imagine these two qualities been highlighted in the Quran, that this led to the people going into a very terrible place in Jahannam itself called Saqar. So here, when it comes to miras also, a person takes away, there was a person by the name of Aus bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He passes away, he has a wife, he has two daughters, a young boy, young son, a minor son. So he leaves them as his heirs. But when he passes away, his relatives, his cousins come and they take away all the wealth unjustly. So the wife, she's weak, she's unable to fight for her rights. She pleads with them. She even offers them to, okay, marry my daughters. At least then they will be taken care of. In the time of Jahiliyyah, beginning of Islam, this was a practice that women had no rights whatsoever. Islam gave women the rights. And what honor Allah Ta'ala gave, and Rasulullah gave, and Islam gave to the woman. And Allah honored the yatim, and Allah honored the miskin, and even those who were rightful heirs of inheritance. So she goes to Rasulullah. And Rasulullah is silent when suddenly wahi comes down from the Quran. And Allah Ta'ala talks about لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبُ مِمَّا تَرَكُوا لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبُ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ. And Allah talks about that a man, he has a nasib, he share, when somebody passes away from his family, his parents pass away, and like that, a woman also. So Allah Ta'ala takes care of the property, the miras, the turath that they were going to get, and Rasul then gives, according to Islamic Sharia, that the mother, the wife, she gets her 1/8, and the son gets two shares, and the daughter gets one share each, and like that it is distributed equally, properly. And those cousins, they were not rightful heirs. They made false claims, or they tried to usurp that wealth, they were deprived completely. So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the word turath. Turath actually means the inheritance that belongs to rightful Quranic heirs. That is turath. Allah says that وَلَا تَحَاضُونَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ مِسْكِينٍ وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا. Why did they do this? وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. When a person becomes passionate, he becomes crazy over amassing wealth, then these are the things happens in his life. They become miserly, they won't want to share or give the yatim its share, or he won't want to feed the poor properly. If he does feed the poor, he will do it just as though he's doing them a favor. Or perhaps he took a vow, and now he just wants to fulfill that vow. And when it comes to mirath also, the person is not giving the person his true rightful share. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat, and understand that dunya is short-lived, maut is a reality. We're in this dunya for a few days. We will lose nothing. But only gain in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give us true honor and true glory. The kuffar of Makkah, they felt that honor and glory was by them having a lot of abundant wealth and depriving these people of their share. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says no, kalla. And Allah then refused their folly and their misunderstanding of what they thought of being accepted in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then enumerated these qualities. Allah talks about these things in several other places in the Quran. About a yatim, about a miskeen. May Allah give us the tawfiq of being large-hearted. And especially when, if we are taking care of a yatim in any way whatsoever, whether we are a trustee in any affairs of any person, a yatim especially, make sure that we give the yatim not just his share, but give him more than what he deserves. Give him more, give her more. And Allah will give us barakah in our wealth. Allah will give us sukoon in our lives. Allah will give us good health. We'll have peace of mind, serenity of the heart. May Allah grant all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.